who's 6 feet. Well, when you look this free.
Everybody doing out there today? We appreciate you once again tuning in to the Greg Squirrel Show on Blog Talk Radio. If you want to get a hold of us, it is easy. You can call in at 347-326-9073. That is the call-in number. If you got a question, if you got a comment about something going on, call on in. We'll be glad to take care of it. We got your chat room up and running. Greg Squirrel Show, Blog Talk Radio. Oh, yeah, come on in. Once again, we'll answer your emails. We'll answer your comments. You can Facebook me at Gregory Squirrel. That's my personal Facebook page. So post your questions, post your comments, and we will be glad to get it on. That's right. You can also look us up on Twitter. We have a Twitter account now. At Ring Announcer 1. Twitter at Ring Announcer 1. You can find us there. We got the Twitter. If, like I said yesterday, if you can't get a hold of us, then you're obviously not trying hard enough. A lot of great stuff going on. Got those great MMA events and the Muay Thai kickboxing event coming up. We're going to run down them today. Hopefully, we're going to get some of the fighters to call in and have some fun. Matter of fact, I'm posting that on Facebook right now. Been trying to track down Armel Nunnally. He is the promoter up in Mexico, Missouri. We got Gladiatrix Rising that's coming up May 18th, Presser Hall in Mexico, Missouri, an all-female event. So definitely looking forward to that. Eric Stevens, Uncivil War MMA. They got Uncivil War 13 All-Stars. That's right, moving to a new venue. They are moving to the O'Reilly Center at Drury University. So very excited about that event. That's going to be taking place here in 1st of June. So we're excited about that. June 1st. We have a striking Muay Thai and kickboxing taking place in Mexico, Missouri. We got that big event coming up over there. Oh, yeah. June 1st at the Muskogee Civic Center. So if you're a Muay Thai or kickboxing fan, then we definitely invite you to get your tickets for that event. Oh, you can find all these promotions on your Facebook. We also got Extreme Fighting, Inc., July 29th, going to be taking place at the Fort Smith Convention Center down in Fort Smith. That's down by the Holiday Inn, or it's connected to the Holiday Inn. Excited, definitely excited to be going back to Fort Smith. Been a long time since I've been able to announce an event down there, so we are definitely excited about being back in Fort Smith, Arkansas. We are excited about traveling all over the United States, announcing MMA, kickboxing, professional boxing, professional wrestling, you name it, I announce it. If you need a ring announcer for your event and you want some advertisement for your event, then all you got to do is give me a shout. Contact me on the Facebook. My Facebook page is Gregory Squirrel. Contact me on there, and we can work out the details on me coming in to announce your event. I will pimp your event on my show. I will, and if you're a business owner and you're looking to reach out to a new audience that you normally wouldn't have access to, well, let me be your spokesperson. I will put your product on my table. I will put your logo on my banner. I'm having a banner made that I set up, that I hang up at events. I will put your logo on that banner. So it is all good Cherokee Entertainment. We want to say thank you to those guys over there for coming on board. We are excited about being associated with Cherokee Entertainment. Oh, yes, it is all good. What are we talking about? We're talking about the Players' Championship. First round, Tiger Woods is in action. Last count, he was like 2 or 3 under. So we'll kind of be piping in on that throughout the show. There is a lot of smack talk going on for the next Extreme Fighting Inc. show. I don't know why it has lit these boys on fire. But Garrett Cox, this boy is goofier than a outhouse rat, boys and girls. I just don't know any other way to describe it. But this boy is goofier than an outhouse rat. He is calling people out, and take nothing away from Garrett Cox. The boy, he does have some skills. And the boy is talking, and, you know, he's calling people out. He's wanting to take on some people. There is a fight that a lot of people in Fort Smith that's followed MMA for the last couple of years, there is a fight that people are just wanting to see take place, but for some reason, and the promoters just will not sign this fight. And I'm talking about Scott Russell taking on Mike Martinez. I mean, I don't know the backstory, but all I know is I've been around these two guys for about the last 5 years now, announcing different events, and you just can't mention one name without mentioning the other. You mentioned Scott Russell, the first name that comes up is Mike Martinez. And it's just the opposite way around. You mentioned Mike Martinez, first name come up, Scott Russell. I do not know the backstory on these two guys, but all I know is these two guys hate each other. There's just a lot of smack talk going on. I don't know if the promoters have tried to sign this fight, and one of them keeps backing out. But I mean, I guarantee you, with the following that these two guys have, that you know, if I was a promoter, and I don't have the money to do an event, it takes buku bucks to put on an event. When you get venue rental, athletic commission, advertising, all that stuff, I mean, you're dropping 20 grand minimum, easy. So, but I guarantee you, if one of these promoters, especially in the Fort Smith area, signs this fight, oh, man, that place will be packed. I guarantee it. I also got a flash today on another event, and that's going to be, let me look it up here real quick. I was kind of bummed out about this event because it's taking place June 8th, and I'm going to be in Springfield, Missouri that night, so I'm not going to get to announce this event. Iron Core MMA presents Border Wars 2, and that's going to be taking place at the West Siloam Springs Cherokee Casino. And that's going to be taking place June 8th. So be keeping an eye on that event for June 8th. I mean, it's going crazy, boys and girls. So, I mean, I just don't know what to say. But, you know, I'm excited. I might have mentioned this a while back. I would have to go look in the archives. But I had actually mentioned Eric Stevens. You know, I enjoy going up to Springfield, Missouri, and announcing for them guys. And I didn't, and just from the last 2 to 3 shows that we did up there, I knew it wasn't going to be long before they had to move to a new venue just because they outgrew the old venue. And that's exactly what happened. They are moving, June 8th, Drury University, O'Reilly Center. That's the basketball arena there at Drury University. That's going to be the new venue for UnCivil War 13 All-Stars. And from what I understand, every title in the UnCivil War, every title that UnCivil War MMA recognizes will either, they'll either crown a new champion or the title will be on the line. There's several belts that they don't have champions for, several weight classes that they don't have titles for yet or champions for. So these belts, from what I understand, and this may have changed, but from the last little word I got, is that every title was going to be on the line for this event. Got some sad news. The 4A state softball tournaments started up today here in Arkansas. The Farmington Lakes Cardinals in softball, they were eliminated. They lost a 4-1, so their season is over. They, you know, Coach Randy Osnes and the crew down there at Farmington, fantastic facilities. They've had one of the top 4A softball facilities in the state, and they just recently built a new baseball facilities for the baseball team. And, I mean, great facilities, great programs, another good season for Coach Osnes and the Farmington Lady Cardinals softball team. I have not heard a score for the Farmington baseball team, but I did hear, that Lincoln, which just happens to be the team I announced baseball, do the PA announcing for baseball, they played their first round game today in the state baseball tournament, and they were victorious. And so they play again tomorrow. Let me find that information right here. Well, that wasn't too far down here under all the half-naked women. I don't know how I got all these websites sending me pictures of half-naked women. What is up? I think the Midians have been loose on the laptop again. Oh, here it is. Oh, the Arkansas Razorback ladies softball team is in action at the Southeast Conference Tournament. They're taking on, that's taking place in Lexington, Tennessee, or Lexington, Kentucky. They're playing number 7, Missouri. If I hear a score before we go off the air at 5 o'clock, I will make sure to get that score on. Yes, here it is, right here. Lincoln defeated Brooklyn. So I think the final score was 4-1. So Lincoln will play at 12 noon tomorrow, and they will take on Arkadelphia, who had a first round bye. They pulled the 15th seed. Oh, let's see, who else am I looking for? Oh, there it is. Okay. Yeah, so there we go. Farmington baseball, Farmington Cardinals baseball team will be in action later on this afternoon. So, there's what we're looking at. What's going on with the world? That's what I want to know. I mean, there's just a lot of crazy freaks out there. Just saying. I mean, there's just a lot of crazy freaks. You know, you got these three guys up in Ohio, had these three girls held hostage for Lord knows how many years. I mean, you go back to the bombings up in Boston. Thoughts and prayers are still with Boston. You go back to that crap. And then over in Tahlequah, Oklahoma, which is just about an hour drive from Fayetteville, where we're located, they had a situation over there with one of the gas or oil businesses over there. They found a bomb or something over there. It's like, what's the world coming to? Our three questions yesterday. Of all the cities, what cities do you think would be the best MMA cities? Our second question we have yesterday, and we're going to hold those over till today. Worst state-run athletic commission. We talked about this yesterday, and so. Hopefully, later on in the week, I'm going to be able to get Bryant Pappas on the phone out of New York. Had some issues with the New York Athletic Commission. So, hopefully, you know. Yeah, he sent a message over the internet. I'm anxious to pursue this more with him. Kind of give us an update on what's going on with New York. Apparently, New York has one of the crappiest ran athletic commissions in the United States. And you know, I ran this question yesterday on Facebook, on my Facebook poll. I'm looking it up. I can't remember yesterday. I do good to remember 5 years ago or 5 minutes ago. All right, let me go down here and find this Facebook question. Did I mention I'm excited about Mexico, Missouri? If there's something you want to talk about, get your butt on the phone. Call in right now. Oh, here it is. One of my questions was yesterday, what state has the worst athletic commish when it comes to boxing and MMA? Of course, we got Arkansas. We had some people that say it's really not the Arkansas rules, it's just some of the commissioners and their interpretation of the rules. Oklahoma has been mentioned. One of my listeners out of Missouri, Branson, Missouri to be exact, mentioned Arkansas, Oklahoma, and there could be a tie between Massachusetts and Connecticut. And I think I even mentioned yesterday Massachusetts and Connecticut. I know I mentioned New York, New Jersey. Here's another vote for Arkansas, another vote for New York. A listener out of South Carolina votes for South Carolina. And then we got another vote for Arkansas, another vote for Oklahoma. So, you know, the opinions vary. We're going to put this on again for today. Once again, what state has the worst athletic commission as far as boxing, pro wrestling? I'm trying to get hold of Bryant Pappas. Brian Pappas, great boxer. I'm surprised this guy hasn't gone pro. Yeah, he's a cop up in Yonkers. But a very, very nice guy. So, right now they're kind of calling it a tie. I'm trying to get Bryant Pappas to call in. Bryant, if you're listening, phone lines are open, buddy. 347-326-9073. Phone lines are open to anybody. If there's a comment you got, a question you got, and it don't have to be about MMA or boxing. Phone lines are open to everybody. So we're hoping we can get Bryant Pappas to kind of call in, hopefully give us an update on what's going on up there. Feels great to be back on the air. You know, I was off there for a week dealing with family emergencies and issues. But we are back on the air. We plan on staying on the air. So if you're a fan of the Greg Squirrel Show, you know, we just ask you to spread the word around. To all your friends, all your buddies, for the Greg Squirrel Show. I saw the neatest tattoo the other day. And what it was, is I did not catch the guy's name, but he lost one of his arms. I didn't catch how he lost the arm, but he lost an arm. So rather than just having the stub there, and I mean it was the shoulder and everything, it wasn't just half the arm. It stopped, you know, right on the shoulder. So what he did, what he did have, I don't know, the stub, I don't want it to sound cold or anything. So on his stub, he went and he had a dolphin tattooed on what was left of his limb, of his arm. And that has got to be the coolest idea I had seen for a tattoo. Once again, if you got a question or a comment, feel free to leave it on my Facebook page, Gregory Squirrel. Leave it on my Facebook page. You can email us to gregsquirrelshow@yahoo.com. And we can get your email that way. Or, of course, you can just call in at 347-326-9073. 347-326-9073. I want to try something here. Hope everybody's having a good day. It's kind of cloudy and gloomy where we are. I'm still trying to track down Bryant Pappas. We're trying to get him up on the phone.
I don't think it's working.
You know, I have discovered that I cannot type and text at the same time. That's why you may hear a dead spot once in a while. That's because I'm posting something on Facebook while we're going. Who's ready for football season? Football season just around the corner. We've recently got the draft out of the way. Once again, I feel sorry, and I know I shouldn't say this, but I can't help but feel sorry for Tyler Wilson. Tyler Wilson, he was drafted by the Oakland Raiders, which has been affectionately become known as football quarterback hell, because they don't have a defensive or offensive line to protect the quarterback. That's why I am strongly encouraging any Razorbacks, stay away from Oakland. I know you want a ball, and I don't have an issue with that, but why go to a team where you're going to get killed? That's the question I have. Why go to a team where you're going to get killed? So anyway, let's see. I'm trying to find Brian Pappas' phone number. See if we can call up Brian Pappas on the phone here. I think I still remember how to work this crazy thing. Oh, I don't have a phone number. Bryant. Well, I was going to call Bryant Pappas, but I thought I had his phone number saved, but obviously I don't. We're going to do our best to get Bryant Pappas on the phone, let him talk about this, because, I mean, he's had to deal with this more than anything. If there's any other promoters or fighters out there that's kind of had issues with your athletic commissions or whatever, feel free to call in. I do not lay responsibility for the opinions of my callers. I'll put that out there right there. So whatever they say is going to be. We want to say hello to some of our guests listening in the chat room. Hello, guest. 347-326-9073. Really nothing new. I've been looking around. John Jones has said he wants his own video game. Really? Has he really earned enough to get his own video games? I'm not saying he hasn't. I'm not saying he has. That's one of those subjects that are just kind of up there in the air. Has John Jones accomplished enough to get his own video games? Just saying. Here's something I saw that I wanted to mention. Daniel Cormier has announced that he plans to compete as a heavyweight while he's dropping down to 205 to challenge light heavyweight champion John Jones. So there you go. That could be a fight in the making right there if it happens. I mean, everybody's starting to gun for John Jones. I don't know what the deal is. Here's something that in the wake of my dad passing away from a heart attack last week. Actually, they did give us a name, and now I can't think of that name. I feel bad. Syntropy. Psychopy. Psychopy. Something like that. And I saw this, and I really got to thinking about it. Everybody who knows me, everybody who's been my friend for the last 20, 25 years, knows that for 10 years, I was a professional wrestler. I don't deny it. I still got a belt right over here in my display case from one of the promotions I wrestled for. But then, with the death of my dad last week, And then seeing this article, I'm starting to question things. Jerry Lawler, everybody who knows anything about professional wrestling has heard of Jerry Lawler. Everybody who keeps track knows that last September, live on Monday Night Raw on TV, Jerry Lawler suffered a near fatal heart attack. So, and you know, I have great respect for Jerry Lawler. Gotten to meet him on a couple of events. But Jerry Lawler's been cleared to wrestle. And he's even gone as far. Jerry Lawler has a penchant for fried chicken. He loves fried chicken. I had a listener comment. Certain people with the Arkansas Commission are a pain in the butt to deal with, and I agree. But, you know, I mentioned it yesterday. But apparently Nevada is another one. That's the first vote for Nevada, and that kind of surprises me because it seems like every time I turn around, there's something being done or said about Nevada. So anyway, let's go back to Jerry Lawler. Jerry Lawler had a pitcher for fried chicken 5 times a week. But he even cut back on the chicken. So anyway.
We love watching the guys struggle. Even today, with the wind's not blowing, but the nerves are up, and it is fine beats.
I'm really torn on this. If anybody has seen the movie The Wrestler, you can kind of understand why. Mickey Rourke, great movie. That's the first movie that I've seen in a long time that I actually had to sit down in the lobby and so, you know, I had to sit down and think and just literally catch my breath after seeing The Wrestler, because, you know, Mickey Rourke, as I mentioned, he plays Randy the Ram. And one time in the movie, one time big name, you know, right up there with the Ric Flairs, Hulk Hogan's, whoever. Now he's on the downside of his career, wrestling independent promotions for $100 a night. He ends up having a heart attack. Completely walks away from the sport. But then he has this one enemy, played by Ernest the Cat Miller. I can't remember the wrestler in the movie, the character in the movie. But they've always, apparently they had a big feud at one time. So everybody's been saying, we want to see one more match between Randy the Ram and Ernest Miller's character. I can't remember his name right offhand. So they agreed to it. Well, in the process of the final match, his heart starts acting up on him. In the very last scene of the movie, you see Randy the Ram, you know, being the true professional that most of the professional wrestlers are, he's trying to work through it, finish the match. Last thing you see is him climbing up on the top rope, shows him leaping off the top rope, screen goes black. And, you know, Jerry Lawler is, you know, anybody who's, I mean, he's just one of those guys that everybody, he's almost up there with Paul Bearer, William Moody, who passed away a couple of weeks ago. So, I'm just kind of scared for Jerry. You know, if I had any amount of influence with Jerry the King Lawler, I would look at it and say, Jerry, don't do it. You've had a great year, or you've had a great career, no doubt. You know, you can walk away with pride. But is it really worth? Is it really worth stepping into the ring one more time? Because you can take, and I learned this from my dad's heart attack, you can take all the precautions, you can take all the steps, but if your heart's going to go, it's going to go. And I just don't want to see Jerry Lawler going out that way. You know, I have love, I have great respect for Jerry Lawler. I just don't want to see him go out that way. So, Jerry, I know you probably don't listen to my show, but all I ask is that you just take it easy. Be careful with whatever it is you decide to do. All right. Chael Sexton has issued a challenge to Wanderlei Silva. And he actually went on Twitter to do it. So I guess my question is going to be, who would win? I'm posting this on Facebook right now. Who would win between Chael Sonnen and Wanderlei Silva? I haven't even checked to see if there's people calling in. I'm sorry. 347-326-9073. We got about 20 minutes left. So if you want to call in, comment on this, go for it. If you want to comment on everything, we'll be glad to talk about it. 347-326. We are still taking applications and recommendations for a co-host for the Greg Squirrel Show. Because I really don't want to see, I really don't want to see my show off the air when there's an emergency. So if we can bring in a co-host or an assistant host, whatever you want to call it, that way they can run the show on days that I need to be gone. Because I've taken on a lot of responsibility, taking care of my mom, making sure my mom has health issues. So making sure she has all her doctor's appointments, running errands to pay bills, et cetera, et cetera. So we're taking recommendations for a co-host. Mm-hmm. Don't forget, we got all these great events coming up. I'm running down my list to see what's coming up and what guest we can get on the show. I'm trying to get a hold of some of the people with XFI. Talk about their big event they got coming up. That's scheduled for June 29th, once again, Portsmouth Convention Center. We also got Extreme Fighting, Inc. Well, that's what we were talking about. Extreme Fighting, Inc., June 29th. June 8th. We're going to be back in Springfield, Missouri. The Civil War MMA 13 Heat All-Stars. That event's going to be at the O'Reilly Event Center at Drury University. So if you're up there, make sure you check it out. Then June 1st, Striking Muay Thai and kickboxing at the Muskogee Civic Center, Muskogee, Oklahoma. You can get information for that. And this is great because they got, you know, kids on this show fighting. I mean, there's going to be a kids' title fight on this show. There's going to be a women's title fight. And I think there's going to be like two or three more title fights. United States Muay Thai Association title will be on the line, as well as the Striking titles be on the line at this next Striking show. So once again, if you're in Springfield or Muskogee, Oklahoma, get your tickets for that. So far, everybody, on my poll between Sonnen and Silva, everybody's going with Silva. So we'll just have to see. Just have to see. May 18th, that's next weekend. We are going to be in Mexico, Missouri with High Foot Combat Sports and their big event. It's an all-woman event, Gladiatrix Rising. That's going to be Presser Hall up in Mexico, Missouri. I'll be up doing the ring announcing for that event. So, you've heard me talk about it before, how women, especially with the rise of Ronda Rousey, Misha Tate, I mean, girls, that was her last name. Okay, now, anyway, women's MMA is just totally taken off. So, it is fun, boys and girls. We got a phone call. Who do we got on the show today?
Man, this is Clint.
Hello?
It's Clint.
I can hardly hear you, brother.
Can you hear me now?
I think we got a bad connection. Try calling back in. I think we got a bad connection.
All right. I will do just...
I think we got a bad connection here. Hold on.
All right. Let me try it again.
Hear me now.
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're cutting in and out. You might want to try calling back in.
All right. I will do that. Hang on one second.
Hey, there you are.
Oh, you got me now?
We got you now.
Aha, this is Clint. I hope you can tell.
Hey, Clint, how's it going, man?
Man, it's going pretty good. I was actually getting ready for a little something going on tonight with a certain MMA team around this area, and I remembered the show.
Well, we appreciate that, man.
Man, how you doing? I've been wanting to talk to you a little bit, and I didn't want to jump on Facebook and everything, but you know, your people know what's going on. Everybody listening to you, they know what you've been through. So you doing all right?
Oh, I'm doing good. Naturally, my main concern is my mom and
right.
other members of the family. You know, what with everything that happened with my dad, it just totally took everybody by shock. But you know, Dad's in a better place now. So the healing has begun.
Well, that's good to hear. I don't know if everybody knew, but you know, you and I, we were on that show together that Tuesday, man. We were talking it up and him hawing about MMA, and then suddenly, you had to go. And I had put on Facebook, you know, is everything okay? And then right after that, I found out. My heart went out to you.
Well, you know, and I appreciate that, man. Yeah, we were on the air. We were having a great conversation about the upcoming XFI event down in Fort Smith. And I literally looked out my window of my studios, and I see EMTs and paramedics pulling in my driveway. And I'm like, what's going on?
Yeah.
So, you know, I go down into the main part of the house, and I see my dad laid out in the middle of the floor. And so I'm like, hey, folks, I got to go.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I knew it was sudden, man. But I'm glad everything's okay with you, and I'm glad you're focused on your mom.
Well, and I mentioned it on the show yesterday. You know, I just want to say a big thanks. I mean, I've had cards and letters and emails from people who never even met my dad, but they knew how important my dad was to me, how proud I was of my dad, with not only his success in the business community, but his success in the military. 42 years, my dad served in the military. And so, I mean, just the response from the list, from my listeners, from my friends, was just overwhelming. And, you know, I can't say thank you enough.
Well, I know there's a ton of people behind it. A lot of us are, you know, there's a lot of us, especially around here. I let a couple people know kind of what was going on, and it kind of shocked everybody. So, and speaking of what's going on around here, you know, like you mentioned, we're gearing up for the next event. It's June 29th, Extreme Fighting Inc. We've got Extreme Infinity going on. And when I first called in, I noticed you were talking about female MMA fighters and how it's kind of blowing up around here. It's kind of shocking. We've got one female MMA fighter, and I'm not going to name drop yet because I'm going to get some things confirmed before my next show. But we've got one female MMA fighter, and nobody wants a piece of her whatsoever. We cannot get her on. We get her on the card, and we got her. Nobody is going to show up with her.
Oh, and it's crazy. I had the same event happen up in Springfield, Missouri, just a couple of weeks ago when I was announcing that event up there. A young lady named Megan Vaughn, outstanding MMA fighter. And they had her booked for the card, but as you mentioned, they could not find anybody willing to step into the ring against her.
Yeah, and that may be a testament to them. You know, I don't think it's a knock on anybody else out there. You know, a lot of people know their limits, and when they look at some of these female MMA fighters, and I hate to say this, I hate to knock us men, but sometimes the women are a lot more realistic than we are, and sometimes they'll look at a situation and say, that's not happening. You know, there's no way this is going to work. It's like trying to walk through a brick wall. It's not happening.
Oh, exactly. And so, but, you know, that's why. Whoa, hello. Up there? don't know if you're still there, but we got a bad something going on. Try calling back.
I'm still here.
Okay. Well, we had a bad something going on there, and it was buzzing my ear off.
I don't know if it's Skype or if it's Blog Talk Radio. I don't know what the deal is. My show on Tuesday, the first 18 minutes of it were awful. I mean, it was bad audio. It was terrible. And then I had guest hosted Sportaholics Anonymous with a guy from New York last night, and we had a ton of problems with his show too. So I don't know. It could be a little something going on with the system. I don't know yet.
Well, I hope they get it. I hope to get it worked out. I don't know if you had been paying attention to my Facebook polls that I've been running, but worst state-run athletic commission.
Wow, worst state-run athletic commission. Is there?
I just wanted to get your opinion on that.
Well, I tell you what, and I'll say this after a conversation I had last night with the gentleman, I would say the worst state-run athletic commission would be the handful of athletic commissions that don't allow MMA in their state. How about that?
Well, you know, and I agree. People have probably listened to the replay of the show yesterday, but you know, Arkansas is almost running into that. I mean, because I know the last event that I announced in Fort Smith, which has been on about a year and a half ago, I was backstage at the Fort Smith Convention Center, and I overheard a member of the Arkansas State Athletic Commission say that if they had it their way, there would not be any pro wrestling, pro boxing, or pro wrestling, boxing, or MMA in the state of Arkansas. If they had it there, what?
I don't understand how that would benefit anybody. I don't know how that'd benefit the commission, how it would benefit the local economies, or how it would benefit any athlete in the state or tri-state area or in the entire region. I don't know how it'd benefit anybody.
Right, and I know the background behind it. I hate to admit that I know that much about members of the athletic commission, but you know, they just have conflicting interests. You know, they have interest in other things, and they feel threatened by what I would consider legitimate sports like boxing and MMA.
Man, it's a shame. I don't understand it. I don't know anything about the commission or anybody on the commission, but to me, you know, they're dragging it down, if you ask me.
Yeah. Well, you know, unfortunately, I have had dealings with the Arkansas State Athletic Commission, and they're not fun people to deal with.
Well, I can imagine.
And my only recommendation is that if they don't want to deal with boxing and MMA, then why don't they allow? I know I can name three independent sanctioning organizations that would love to come to Arkansas.
That's interesting.
And behind the scenes they run their shows very well. I mean, you know, you're doing your job when the fighters love seeing them walk into the facility.
That's right.
And I mean, and I'm talking, you know, I'm talking Springfield for an example. I mean, they have no issues with the fighters. If there is an issue, they're able to get it resolved, not only with the fighters but with the promoters. I mean, there's just no issues.
Yeah.
And two of the promotions, I've done events for two of the promotions, and like I say, if the Arkansas State Athletic Commission don't want to deal, with boxing and MMA, then why don't they let one of these independent sanctioning promotions come down? And I know why they won't do that.
Money.
They don't want boxing and MMA in the state, period. Whether they're running it or whether somebody else is running it, even if it was still being ran by an independent sanctioning body, it would still interfere with their interests. And I talked about what, and I threw them under the bus yesterday, and I mentioned what their interest is. I'll go ahead and mention it now. It's Tough Man Contest.
Man, I don't understand that. Those are sometimes, not saying everybody involved, but sometimes those are the most unorganized, unskilled, and untrained events that you could possibly ever watch.
Exactly. You know, and what's really interesting, once again, specifically talking about the state of Arkansas, you go back and you look at the number of deaths that have happened under the Tough Man, and then you look at the number of deaths under boxing and MMA. And you'll be very surprised at the numbers.
Yeah, that, you know, that's why I mentioned it, you know, being untrained and unskilled. And a lot of these people aren't ready for this. You know, you get a couple of people that want to drink a six-pack and then say, all right, I got my courage up. I'm going to go jump in the cage and do a little Tough Man. And that's the worst idea possible. That, you know, it makes professional wrestling and it makes MMA look like a complete joke.
All right, I think I'm back.
What happened there?
I have no idea. What I'm talking my head off. Next thing I know, my phone's saying, lost call. I'm like, great.
Oh, boy.
We got some storms blowing into the area up here, so that could have had something to do with it.
Well, you know, it's getting a lot darker in Fort Smith, too. So,
we got about a minute and a half left, so I want to finish up on this real quick.
There you go.
There's members of the Athletic Commission who have interest in the Tough Man Contest. And as I mentioned, I know one death. There was a Tough Man Contest. I believe it was Texarkana. And they had an old boy. There was an old boy killed. And like I say, like you said, these guys are undertrained. Billy Joe Jim Bob, who just walked out of the Long Branch Saloon right down the street, and thinks he's going to come right in, step into a cage, or to
right.
into a box, you know. And as I mentioned yesterday, and I'm even going to throw this out to professional wrestling because I've seen some smack talk on the where people have been talking about how professional wrestlers could defeat MMA. There ain't no way in God's creation. If you put Triple H and Brock Lesnar in a legitimate MMA event, I will put my money on Brock Lesnar every time.
That's funny, yeah. But hey, I'll tell you what, there could be a flip side to that. There could be a lot of professional wrestlers who do have a background in mixed martial arts, just like there's some MMA fighters who have a background in wrestling. So I don't know, man. That's a toss-up for me. That's a real toss-up.
Right. Well, man, we're down to the last 5 seconds, so I appreciate you calling in. Ladies and gentlemen, we will be back on the air tomorrow, so make sure you call in, and we will do it one more time right here on the Greg Squirrel Show.
Thank you, Squirrel.
Appreciate it, man.